Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 20 of the Dice Guys for March 10th, 2012. Today on the Dice Guys, we're going to be revisiting a story from last week and giving you a little bit of an update on it. And we also have some information on some free games and free game accessories that will be coming your way soon. Also, we're going to be discussing some video gamers that are still living the dream of the mouth-breathing, basement-dwelling nerd. And we have our brain flakes. They include video games. They include board games. We've got women. We've got robots. We've got brain flakes that are so full of fiber. You're going to have to watch your grandpa because if he eats them, he might get a little randy. Do you smell bacon? No, man.
Trying to kill me.
All right. Yeah, that, I think I made it through the intro finally.
All right, so what's happening, Mike?
Well, there's not much happening. Not in real life.
Not in our world.
No, yeah. Not in real life. So
work, sleep.
Yeah. Whatever else.
Yeah.
Drink.
All right. So instead, let's talk about something we did last week.
Yes.
We discussed Hillside Games and their douchebaggery.
Yeah, their move against the Wyvern's Tale, which mm-hmm. is a store that's opening there in Asheville, North Carolina.
So there's been a little bit of an update, and we wanted to follow up with that real quick.
Yeah, it's fairly quick to say. Mm-hmm. Basically, Hillside has decided they still want to be bad guys.
Yeah. They've decided, we're just not going to release these domain names. We're mm-hmm. going to hold on to them. They're still redirected at some other random girl's mm-hmm. website.
At
least one of them is.
Yeah.
If you were considering patronizing the Hillside Games
in Asheville, North Carolina,
please reconsider.
Yes.
Make them feel it in their wallets that, you know, being a douchebag is not acceptable.
No, not in this world where we really need all the game stores we can possibly get our hands on.
Mm-hmm.
And
we want ones that are actually ethical. Mm-hmm. And worth going to. So,
I mean, there's ways to compete without having to go through all the means of stealing domain names or taking the domain names and stuff. So
once the Wyvern's Tale opens their doors, go there.
Mm-hmm. Now,
it's right on the other side of town.
And the Wyvern's Tale does say on their update, which I'm going to have a link to on our website, mm-hmm. of where you can meet for their board game nights mm-hmm. until they get their store open. So,
which is awesome. They're already up and running, basically.
Yeah.
At least serving the community.
So go to them.
Go to them.
Yes.
All right.
What else we got here? Free RPG Day.
Right. June 16th is Free RPG Day. Now, a lot of retailers are going to be participating in this. Call your local game stores. Find out.
Well, the friendly ones.
All except for Hillside. Call them and find out which ones are taking part in this. Basically, a lot of these game publishing companies have provided freebies, free accessories. It could be anywhere from dice to coupons, dice bags, anything that they're providing to these retailers to give away mm-hmm. to their customers who come in to play RPGs in the store that day.
Yep.
Or wherever they're holding their event.
And that's June 16th.
That's June 16th.
Now, 1 month earlier, on March 16th,
Tasty Minstrel Games.
Yes.
Okay. We have no idea if Tasty Minstrel is taking part in Free RPG Day, but they're having their own.
They're having their own game giveaway, basically.
Giveaway. Yep. Mm-hmm. You sign up for their email list because
you will get one of eight games that he's basically chosen out of his cache.
So eight people, eight games, We'll all you have to do is sign up for an email list.
Yeah. And I've signed up for the email list because I want to win the games. But also because...
We like games.
But also because his emails are actually pretty informative. And he's got a lot of things on his site that's pretty informative, too. So.
Right. I mean, they're actually... They publish games and stuff like that. And he provides a lot of information on things, ways to get your games published.
Yeah, game publishing business stuff.
Yeah.
So check that out and sign up and get a chance to win one of those 8 games. I would list the games, but I don't have the list in front of me. And there's some older games, 2-3 years old.
Go check his website. There will be a link to the website, and you'll see the games. And honestly, people, free games. Learn something new. Yeah. All right. One last thing before we get into the meat and potatoes of our episode this week.
Would that meat be pork?
That could be pork.
Any other white meat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Wanted to reemphasize that we're having a contest for the Brain Flakes.
Mm-hmm.
Complete one of two phrases.
And that phrase would be, Brain Flakes, they're so crunchy in milk. That blank.
Blank. Fill that in.
Or Brain Flakes, so full of fiber, blank.
There you go. Complete either one of those phrases either in the comments on this episode or go to our G Plus page.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can even go to our Twitter.
You could go to our Twitter.
Any way that you can send it to an email us.
I'll make sure that I put Twitter on the next thing because I totally forgot about Twitter because you're the Twitter guy.
I am. And so...
I'm a tweety. He's the nice guy's twit.
But anyway, do that, and if you get chosen, we will use your phrase in our show. And we will recognize you on the website, and we will think you're awesome.
Yes, you will win a 100% air no prize.
That's right, all air Marvel no prize.
Comics. Maybe I can get some. Maybe money from them.
Yeah, I don't know. They actually have nothing to do with this. But
but
anyway.
Their 100% air no prize does.
Yes.
So, okay. Well, now that we've got that out of the way, we can go on to our Brain Flakes.
Yeah. Hey, so what we wanted to start with was a quick little note on a little video game coming out soon, Dust 514.
Just a little one.
Just a little one.
Just a little game.
It hasn't been creating a stir at all.
Hasn't been creating a stir for a couple years at all, no.
Okay, so Dust 514 is a first-person shooter set in the world of the EVE Online Persistent World.
Yes.
Okay, they tie in together. Going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. So basically, if you're playing in Dust 514, you're going to be interacting with people that are on their computers that are in the EVE universe. Mm-hmm. The EVE universe people are going to be running their little corporations and everything and interacting with you down on the planets.
Yep. What they're doing to the economy is going to affect you in 514 more than likely. So,
It's going to be pretty interesting. Now, the interesting thing about this release is that it's going to be out on PS3 only.
Yeah, it is a PS3 exclusive. I suspect it has something to do with the way PS3 handles online gameplay.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a front-end buy-in like there is with Xbox 360.
That's correct. Yeah, you can't play your internet games and everything without having to buy some silver or gold chalice.
Right, right. So I think that probably has some effect on why it's exclusive to PS3. The other interesting thing about Dust, free to play.
Free to play, totally free to
now,
play.
Now, I'm sure there's going to be microtransactions like there is with any free to play game that will enhance your experience. But to be able to play the game, there's actually no buy-in. You just download it, start playing.
And I'm interested what that's going to do to EVE because EVE is not free to play.
Right.
So people playing in the business side of things in the universe are going to be paying money, and they might get a little jealous.
Well, you know, it's possible, but it's also they're affecting a great deal more of the world than the Dust people.
Maybe.
I don't think Dust is actually going to have a super effect on the economy of this persistent world so much as the EVE Online is.
Yeah.
But it is, we don't know for sure because we haven't played it yet.
I haven't played it yet. It's not out yet. But
trust me, I will be. It's free.
Yeah. And whatever it is, it definitely will cause a difference in the gameplay.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Mm-hmm.
So, something else that's going on right now in the board game world, Z-Man Games has dropped all their distributors and has gone directly with Alliance.
For U.S. distribution, yes. Mm-hmm. They have. Alliance is the biggest distributor the U.S., so that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for those who aren't into all this inside thing about board games and everything, here's just a little bit for you. The Alliance distribution group is basically who you want to go with for U.S. distribution.
They're huge. Mm-hmm. They have all the distribution channels.
There are others, and Z-Man did go through them, but as of a few days ago, they've announced an exclusive with Alliance now.
And that was effective immediately, so any retailers out there, if you're wondering why you're not getting your Z-Man games, you need to replace your order through Alliance.
Now, I'm sure the retailers know and everything, but the people going to their stores might not know why there's no Z-Man games there for a while.
Yeah, they might wonder about the delay, and that's it. That's the reason. It makes sense from a business point of view. Z-Man wants less complication in their distribution cycle. So, yeah, for U.S. people, anybody else listening to this from other countries, this has absolutely no impact on you whatsoever. Sorry for wasting your time. But the U.S. people, you might see a small delay in retail distribution.
Yeah. Okay. For those who didn't know, this is Women's History Month.
Yes, it is.
And a few days ago, we had the International Day of the Woman.
An awesome way for us to recognize the contributions that women have made in various fields. And, of course, we're nerds, so we're concerned about women who have made contributions to our fields of interest.
To nerdcore.
Yeah.
And gamercore.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So I just want to mention that Felicia Day, who is a woman with my highest admiration. I just think she's awesome. She has created Geek and Sundry. If you're not following them on Google+, do so. From all the little hints she's dropping, it's going to be her channel for producing various web series and picking up other people's web series and giving them a place to put them out there on the net.
Yeah. You know, I don't follow Felicia Day on Google+, but I might follow that.
Yeah,
because it's more focused and
at the moment it's just throwing out a whole bunch of geeky things. They're going to give the actual formal announcement and their lineup and everything that this channel is going to be about at WonderCon next weekend. So expect an announcement about that. And is there anyone you admire?
Well, you know, I don't really have, but I'm going to actually pick the woman that is involved with our feature story that's coming up.
Okay.
Jennifer Hepler.
Absolutely.
Jennifer Hepler is a writer, and she has worked on many, many projects. Among the projects that she's worked on is BioWare projects like Dragon Age. And such, and writing the stories for them and everything. And we'll get more into what's about her in our feature when we get to that point.
Right.
But after reading about her and reading what the other things that she's been involved with, which I don't have in front of me because I'm a very, very bad host for the show.
Well, I'll tell you one that she worked on that is one of my favorite RPGs of all time, and that's Paranoia.
Paranoia, yes. Yes, that's
she was a writer for Paranoia, the tabletop RPG. Absolutely freaking awesome game.
Yeah. And there's several other RPGs that are in her repertoire.
Absolutely.
So when I read that, and then in conjunction with what happened to her, what we're going to go over in our feature.
I honestly believe what happened to her is going to create a change. I think it's creating waves that are going to have an effect.
We'll see.
I think that she will ultimately be the progenitor of change, which is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So I picked Jennifer Hepler as a representative of our International Women's Day.
Women's History Month thing
for gamers and nerds.
Absolutely. So, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see, we're going to move on to
robots.
Yeah. Science!
And science involves robots.
Science does involve robots quite often. We've got another Skynet story for you.
Yes, and the robots in this story have to deal with the building of things.
Right.
In space.
It's the idea of basically having robots do a lot of the menial, dangerous tasks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, envision the space station with little robots crawling all over the outside of it,
mm-hmm.
effecting repairs and such and so forth, so that people don't have to go out there and risk floating off into, you know, mm-hmm. forever.
So this is coming out of Hod Lipson's Creative Machines Lab, where they're mm-hmm. envisioning various robot prototypes that can traverse and manipulate 3D truss structures. So basically the rigging and everything that's out on like a space station.
Right.
And that's what they're building. They had a paper.
Or
a spaceport. And they have a paper that was accepted by the IEEE Robotics and Automation Journal. That's in online and it's in print. And this is where they put forth their ideas on how to save human lives by letting the robots do the hard work.
Right. And, you know, creating a robot army.
Hey, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen, so
in this case, the robots are being used for good.
Yeah, well, unless something gains sentience and decides, hey, we really don't like bowing down to our human masters, so...
Keep sending us out into space, yeah. Radiation and stuff.
Yeah. Why are we taking all the risks? Anyway...
Because us meatbags can.
That's right. Because you can take it. We can't.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it's an interesting... It's not a new idea necessarily, but they've proposed some ideas that make this look like it could actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
So be prepared for your robot overlords, folks.
Yep. We keep coming back to that theme, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's a pretty prevalent theme because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Quite possibly.
But moving on. Hey, Jason, remember that little poem that you had when you were growing up? This little piggy went to market.
Mm-hmm.
This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. And this little piggy had none. And this little piggy went, the happy place. I need to be in my happy place. The happy place.
I think that might be altered a little bit. Just a little bit.
Oh, poor little piggy.
Poor piggy. Okay, this is a local story, and...
you know, we like to give a little bit of flavor sometimes of the state that we live in.
Yeah, anybody who doesn't know, we live smack dab in the middle of Oklahoma, and there's a lot of things that are good about this state, and then there's things like this, which... Mike, let's see if we can take this story and just run way too far with it.
We're going to go too far. If you have kids in the room listening to our show, you might want to move them aside.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of splaining to do, because this is a messed up story that you may not want to explain to them.
Yeah. Well, here in Oklahoma, apparently a 77-year-old man
mm-hmm.
was caught in a barn
mm-hmm.
of a school, basically a VOAG school, and on film, because they had a camera in the barn...
Yeah.
And I'm just going to read this because, you know, I can't say it any better than this does. It's Jimmy Hawkeye Jeter. Hawkeye is in quotes, so I'm assuming it's not his real middle name.
Right, yeah. Right.
Was caught on surveillance video inside the barn. Authorities allege that Jeter walked into the pen, unzipped his pants, appeared to pull something out of his pants, then bent over the gilt.
Which is a female pig.
We learned something new.
We learned something new from this.
All the time we lived in Oklahoma, I never knew that a gilt was a female pig.
I never got as close to a pig as this man did, so I wouldn't have known.
Well, you know, if you got as close as he did, then you would have.
Then I'd be in jail and be feeling guilty, yes.
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay, so.
Jeter is an interesting character, apparently, because he's done this before.
Yeah, he admits that he did this in the 70s. Yeah. So, you know, we're kind of curious as to, number one, why he would admit that. No, the worst thing is this guy doesn't seem to think he's done anything wrong raping this pig.
No.
He probably, I don't care that this is a show pig. This pig could not have been pretty enough.
You can't put enough lipstick on a pig.
You can't. Well, apparently that's all it takes. A little bit of lipstick, pocket full of corn.
Pocket full of corn.
And you're having a good night out.
Yeah, he spread some corn out to distract the pig, he said.
Yeah.
And then he claims that...
it's an easy pig.
You know, he wasn't trying to poison the gilt.
Yeah. He just stuck his finger up her private...
That's what he said. He said, I just stuck my finger... That's a quote, folks. Yeah, that's a quote. I just stuck my finger up her private. That's all I did.
Now, number one, you don't unzip your pants to put your finger in there. And, folks, it's on tape. Yeah.
Mr. Jeter, we'd just like to say that time that you spent back there in the 70s, that wasn't a pig. That was the LSD.
Yeah, that feeling you're trying to recapture, that was the feeling of being high, not of you bent over a pig.
Man.
Wow.
So Oklahoma, this story just came out like this morning.
You're making yourself proud.
This story just came out this morning, and by the time you hear this, it's probably made it across the country.
Yeah.
So Oklahoma, okay.
Not so okay.
Not so okay.
Yeah.
The kicker is apparently there's no bestiality law in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. I love what they charged him with.
Yeah.
They charged him with detestable and abominable crime against nature.
Yeah.
Yes. I almost want to go do a pig just so I can have that charge put on him. That sounds badass, doesn't it?
It does.
Detestable and abominable crime against nature.
I mean, can you imagine seeing that on a wanted poster? I mean,
oh my gosh.
Wanted for not bestiality. Yeah, that's just one word.
That's
detestable and abominable. I can't even say the word.
Abominable
crime against nature. Yeah.
That makes it sound like you have just raped the world.
You are evil incarnate.
Yes, that is, you can't get any more supervillain than that.
Yeah, yeah. And it only took him 77 years to get there. So, you know.
77 years in the slip of a finger.
Ting, level up.
Okay.
I think we've gone about as far as we can go with that one.
Well, we could go further, but let's not. And
I don't want to go further with that one. Please, no. However, that's our brain flakes. That leads to our game pick of the week. And we are staying with the theme here.
We've decided to carry the theme over.
What's the game pick of the week?
Yeehaw, gosh, naked.
We're going to go with Pass the Pig. Yes. How can you not?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and see. We had that pulled up here at one point.
We don't have Past the Pigs pulled up.
Okay. So, anyway.
You don't need to pull up Past the Pigs. We know Past the Pigs.
You've played it the most recently, so why don't you go ahead?
Past the Pigs is an amazing little game. Now, a lot of people in our audience maybe probably already know this game, but there's some that won't, because that's what this show is about all games, all board games, card games, little games, games that people might like to play that aren't hobby games,
mm-hmm.
and everything. And we've talked a lot about hobby games recently, so we wanted to pick one that's not a hobby game. Pass the Pigs is a little game. They have several different little versions of it. The one that I've been playing lately is this cute little version. It comes in like a silver sleeve with two little pigs and a little pencil and scorecard, and it's a travel kit.
Right. Okay. It's by Winning Moves Games.
Winning Moves Games. And Pass the Pigs, basically you get these two little rubberized pigs. And the pigs you throw on the table. And depending on how they land, you score them. So they might land.
It's like an old divination game.
Yeah. You know, but instead of dice, you're using pigs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this guy had just done this instead of what he did, we wouldn't have a show.
That's right. This would be much more boring.
Yeah. Pass the Pigs is a really simple game. I mean, basically, you decide ahead of time how many points you want to accrue just before somebody wins. Usually go to 100. You can make it higher if you want to make the game mm-hmm. last longer. But
as the rules stand, it's approximately a 30-minute game.
Mm-hmm.
Two or more players.
Yeah.
So.
But it depends on how the pigs land. If they both land on your back, their backs, then you get a certain number of points. If they land touching each other, you lose all your points that you've gathered up to that time. If they land on their sides with their, you know, with the two legs that are apart, then you get certain points. If the two legs that are pointing at each other are together, face up, then they, you know, it sounds complicated, and it is, but I play with somebody who has it totally memorized, so I don't have to think. He can basically look at the pigs in like less than a second and tell you how many points it is.
Right, and once you play it a few times, I think that, you know, you'll get the hang of it pretty easily.
But past the pigs, if you haven't played it, it really is a lot of fun, and it's as quick a play as Zombie Dice.
Right, and it ranges anywhere from like $8.99 to $15 somewhere in there,
depending on the
version you pick up. Yeah.
So we're gonna recommend Pass the Pigs.
Pass the Pigs.
If you haven't played it, pick it up, because the travel one especially, you can just carry it around in the pocket and pull it out anytime, play anywhere.
Right. And if you're like me, you carry your laptop bag around wherever you go.
Roll the laptop bag.
It sits in there very nicely.
Yeah.
And you always have a tabletop game ready to throw out there. And it's unique. And it's a good conversation starter when people see you rolling pigs.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to recommend that you play this in Oklahoma anymore.
Well, you know, you never know who you might get. Yeah. And you might be rolling pigs and hear a zipper. You never know.
I don't want to be rolling my pig and, you know, be accused of detestable and abominable
crimes against nature.
So,
I would much rather get it for rolling pigs than what he was doing.
Yes, yes.
But anyway.
Pass the Pigs, guys. Pick it up. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. And that's part of what this podcast is about, is fun stuff that you can just play really quick.
Honestly, that's what we want for you and us and everybody in the world, is just to have fun.
Yeah. And we'll have a link to it on our website, so you can buy it from there. But obviously, pick it up from your friendly local game store. Or in this case, it's going to be at most of your big box stores, too. So Walmart, Target.
Oh, yeah. You can pick this up almost anywhere that sells games.
Yeah. And that's going to make it a lot easier to pick up, too. So.
Absolutely. So, speaking of wanting everybody to have fun, let's stop the hate, folks.
Stopping the hate.
Our feature this week has to do with something that I'm sure a lot of you are aware of.
Mm-hmm.
But being Women's History Month, I want to bring this up and talk about this a little bit. Jennifer Hepler and BioWare.
BioWare. BioWare recently had to lock down its forums.
Right.
And clean some things up.
BioWare is being proactive on their website. They are stopping any kind of criticizing of any other member of their forum, any employee at BioWare. This basically earns you a ban from their forums. It's not going to be they just lock down the thread. It's not going to be any warnings anymore. You say something negative about another community member specifically, or about any employee of BioWare or EA Games,
you're out.
You're gone. You're not coming back.
Now, it's out of the forums, right?
Out of the forums. It's not locking them out of their games.
Yet.
Yeah. I think...
Well, the game has its own terms of service and everything. Mm-hmm. So if you take things from the forum into the game, then you're going to be locked out of that too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So,
and I support BioWare. A lot of people are saying that, you know, they're squashing their rights to free speech. Well, guess what? You're on their forums. You don't have a right to free speech on their forums.
You don't have a right to free speech. And
you have the right to go put your own blog out and state your opinion there. And if it's full of hate, then those of us who don't like that sort of thing won't go.
Mm-hmm.
But on BioWare's forums, guess what? That's theirs. They have the right to say what goes and what doesn't.
Now, for the benefit of people who don't know what's going on, let's give them a little bit of history on this.
That's true. We're kind of talking around it. Okay. Yeah. Jennifer Hepler, about, what, 6 years ago?
2006, so it's about 5-6 years ago, yes.
Mm-hmm. She was interviewed, and they asked her what was the least favorite thing that she liked about writing for video games.
Because
she's a storyteller. She writes storylines.
She usually worked on role-playing games and short stories and stuff. She writes.
She did tabletop role-playing games for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, she's a writer. So now she's working in the video game industry. as a writer.
Yes.
And so they asked her about her least favorite aspect of video games. And she made the mistake of being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I say the mistake because there are a lot of people full of hate. And they reacted to the fact that she had something she didn't like about video games.
Mm-hmm.
Which was pretty much anything that didn't have to do with the story. She's not a video game person.
No, she's not.
And she freely admits that. And she does not say anything bad about video games. She doesn't say
anything bad about video game players.
Video game players, exactly. She just says it's not for her. She doesn't have the hand-eye coordination. It's frustrating for her.
Everything in her comment, it talks about her experience playing the video game and what she doesn't like about it because of her, not because of other people. Perfectly legitimate.
Absolutely. I've noticed that in the world lately, not just in the video game world, but all over the place, that there are too many people seeking validation
mm-hmm.
for their beliefs, for their hobbies, for their job, for the way they like, what movies they like, that sort of thing. And if you're saying, I don't like Twilight, well, there's a whole bunch of people out there, not just teenage girls, but a whole bunch of people out there mm-hmm. who really like Twilight who get very angry at you
yeah.
because you don't like it. You know what? I'm not required to like what you like.
Yeah.
And because I don't like it doesn't mean that you shouldn't like it.
Yeah.
Now, so I think a lot of this hate is coming out now in the forums for several reasons. One is anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, I think, is the fact that she's female.
Yeah.
There still seems to be some misogynistic anger about women coming into their male-dominated hobby.
And especially at a time like this when a lot of games really are changing with the way mm-hmm. that you play them. And a lot of people don't like that. The interesting thing that I find about this is that this article is 5 or 6 years old. And just a few weeks ago, somebody came across it, found it, looked for it for some reason, who knows, made a graphic up with her picture and the quotes and a bunch of other stuff that was just nasty and put it up on Reddit.
Tagged it cancer.
The cancer, then BioWare yeah. and everything. Posted up on Reddit, and then everything just took off. I mean, she got threats.
Mm-hmm.
She got phone threats.
Yeah, they posted her phone number and address, physical address, on Reddit.
Yeah.
Now, I expect this thing from 4chan.
Yeah.
I expect better from the community at Reddit.
Yeah, but they...
I do.
Yeah. Now, to Reddit's credit...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm a poet and don't know it. To Reddit's credit, they removed that that thread, that
right.
article.
Their moderators were pretty quick about jumping on that and getting rid
of
it.
But it's Reddit, and it's too late.
Yeah, I mean, the moment it's posted, 200 people have seen it, and then those 200 people make sure that, you
copies
know,
of it go out.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous.
So, but yeah, she got threats. And then it kind of blew up over to BioWare's forums. Eventually, it took on another aspect when...
Which was racist.
Yeah, people started going after, I don't know his first name.
I think it's Stephen Wu.
Stephen Wu.
And he defended Miss Hepler, and boy, they jumped on the fact that he was Asian.
Yeah.
Because that had everything to do with it.
Yeah, and that was just nasty as well.
Like, what the hell, people?
So yeah, BioWare finally got fed up, and I don't blame them. I mean, I would have banned them totally from the game, too.
Yeah, I would have just blocked them from everything. But, yeah.
But they're being a little bit nicer about it. That's fine.
They're giving people a chance. And maybe that's the right thing to do. Give people a chance to cool down and learn from their mistakes. You know, I doubt very many will. But
yeah, because it's not just kids. Not just kids that don't know better.
No, it's not, unfortunately.
That's weird. Yeah.
So I'm going to bring this back to what I normally bring these sort of things back to, which is Wheaton's Law. Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
All right? You people out there that are bad-mouthing this woman, she's doing a job. She doesn't have to be into your hobby to do that job.
Yeah.
You know, it's not hurting you in any way whatsoever if she advocates that some games get made in a way that you don't want to play. Well, don't play those games.
Don't play those games.
You know?
Yeah. And the games that she's been working on aren't even necessarily like the ones she likes to play.
Well, they aren't like the ones that she likes to play. She's had specifically said she doesn't play Dragon Age.
Yeah.
You know, she loves the story. Well, of course she does. She helped write it. Okay? She loves the story, but playing the game itself, well, the mechanics of it, they frustrate her.
Yeah.
So she's not a video game player. She's a story writer. Appreciate the fact that the stories she writes are amazing.
Yeah. And I'm gonna totally back her up on that, because I can't play a lot of the video games either, and I never have been able to. But I love the mm-hmm. stories. So I'll sit there and watch other people play the game so I can watch the story.
Mm-hmm.
I'll even go on YouTube and watch things that people have recorded because I like the story.
Right.
I watch things on live games, because it's a free account and you can go in there and watch other people play games.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see the story, because that's what I like. And I can't mm-hmm. play through all the action sequences to get the story myself. So I don't have a problem at all with her ideas.
So Miss Hepler and Mr. Wu,
mm-hmm.
I hope I got your first name right. We just want to say we're sorry that you have to put up with this crap.
Yeah. People just need to give it up and just enjoy the games.
Absolutely. Have as much fun as you possibly can. Play the games you want to play. Ignore the games that you don't want to play. You don't need to spread hate just because you don't like those games.
Yeah.
Other people do. There's a market for it.
Yay.
Everybody can live happily in the world together.
There's a lot of games out there. And
as long as you're not fingering the pig, you're okay. Have fun in any way other than an abominable crime against nature.
That's right.
All right?
So speaking of abominable crimes against nature, I think this is the end of our show.
Yeah, this the bacon edition is coming to an end. Remember our contest, guys. We really want your suggestions on how to end the phrases for the brain flakes. And support your friendly local game stores.
And not the unfriendly ones.
Not the unfriendly ones. And please, just before you post that forum comment or whatever, don't be a dick.
Yeah.
All right? Keep that in mind.
And until next week,
keep rolling those dice.
Keep rolling the dice. No, man.
Trying to kill me.